Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirma Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on the Sechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Bet Amud Bet, taking a look at Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in Mishnah Bet that Menashe Yesh Lo Chelok Lo Haba Shenemar B'Palom Menashe El Adonai VaYater Lo. And of course, the rabbis answered Rabbi Yehuda, "Well, yes, he was restored to his monarchy, but not to Olam Haba." Amar B'Yochanan Ushneim Mikra Echad Darshu. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon were looking at the same pasuk Shenemar Unetatim LaZa'ava LeChom Amachot Haaretz Biglal Menashe Ben Chizkiyahu. And Am Yisrael will be given, as discussed, to the rest of the nations because of Menashe. What does that mean, because of Menashe? Rabbi Yehuda says, Menashe did tshuva, based on the whole passage of Divrei Amim, and the rest of Am Yisrael didn't, so he made them look bad. He didn't do tshuva, they didn't do tshuva, and therefore he's the cause. Rabbi Yochanan, who says indeed that Menashe did do tshuva, if he says that Menashe has no chelak ba, is weakening Bali tshuva. The Tantana committed Rabbi Yochanan, Menashe has tshuva 33 shanim. For 33 years out of his 55, he did tshuva. Dichtiv, ben 12 shana Menashe malchol v'55 shana malach b'Yerushalayim. He was king for 55 years. Vayas ha'ashera kasher asa achav melech Yisrael. And he did like Achav did. Kama malach achav, so the drasha is, Achav was king as soon as Tartinstein, 22 years. Menashe kama malach, how long is Menashe king? Chamishem v'chamesh. So dal minayu as soon as Tartin. How much? Knock off Achav's reign from 55, pashalut latun aflat, you get 33. So 33, he did tshuva. So in Divrei Yamim, it says he heard him, and vayechatelo, vayatelo, and vayatelo, it should say vayatelo, he listened to him. God made him like a little tunnel in the Rakia. Midat Adin wouldn't let him in, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this little secret way. At the beginning of the reign of Yehoyakim, and then later at the beginning of the reign of Tzidkiah. And the way we're learning Bereshit means they're the first kings. There were no kings to now. What happened is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to return the world back to primordial chaos. That's the Bereshit illusion. Bishvil Yehoyakim, because of Yehoyakim, he saw the rest of the generation. He said there's some good people there, so he cooled off. And then, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachzir ta'olam kulo tovavo, bishvil doroshil tzidkiyahu, he wanted to do the same thing in Tzidkiyahu's generation because of the generation. Nistakel bit Tzidkiyah, and Chazal have a take on Tzidkiyah that he was good. Vinkaradato, he cooled down. Tzidkiyahu namikti vayasar ebini Adonai, he did bad, so how are you saying he's good? Shayeh bedon chod v'lo micha, he did bad, that he should have stopped people from doing bad and had the ability to and didn't. Yechon shum mishum 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 ish chacham nishpat et ish evil v'ragaz v'sachak v'nachat. An evil man is fighting with a wise man, and there's anger. I got angry at Achaz, the king of Yehuda, and I handed him over to the king of Damascus. What happens? It happens. Beach v'kiter l'Elohim. He worshipped their god. Shemar meach l'Elohim Damascus hamakimbo. Okay, l'Elohim malchei aram heim ma'azrim otam l'Elohim azbeach ve'azuri heim hayu l'achshil ochol Yisrael. His the reasoning was, look, the kings of Aram, the gods of Aram, helped their kings win and beat me, so I should worship them. So, Sichakti im Amatziah, God says, then I played with Amatziah, when Atatim Malchei Adom biyado, I gave Malchei Adom over to him. Hevi Elohim ishtachav Elohim. What happened? He brought their gods in. In other words, either way, if the king of Israel loses to somebody, he figures the other gods must be more powerful. And if the king of Israel wins, so he is interested in importing the new gods. So he worshipped the gods of the Adomim. Amra Papa, Hainu Damri Inshi, Bachile Lamar de lo Yada, Chaichi Lamar de lo Yada. Weep for the one who doesn't know and cry for the one that doesn't know. Vile Lamar de lo Yada in Tav Labish, woe to the man who doesn't know between good and evil. Alright, what's the Shara Tavech? Meaning the Shar where Malch Bavel came to the gate where halachot are cut. That's Shara Tavech. Place where the master hangs his weapons, That's where the shepherd hangs his pouch also. So everybody's hanging out there. In the Beit Din, in Machir Bavel came. All right, I'll stay about Tim Lo. Sorry. I'm Rav Chista, I'm Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. My dichtiv, I'll stay Ish Atzel Avarti V'al Kerem Adam Chasalev. V'nei Alakulokim Shanim Kasufanav Charulim. V'gader Avanav Neharasa. Pasuk in Mishlei, I went past a lazy man's field and it's all filled with weeds and the fence fell down. We're going to darshan this on the series of kings from after Chizkiyahu on all the way till the end, skipping, of course, the good kings. I'll stay Yishat Salavarti, Ze'achaz, Menashe's son, Chizkiyahu's father. Kermadal Chasarlev, Ze'Menashe. V'ne'ala Kulokim Shonim, Ze'Amon. Amon is Menashe's son, who's Yoshiyahu's father. He's also right. Kasupanav Charulim ze Yehoyakim. That's after Yoshiyahu. Karam Navaras ze Tzidkiyahu. They skip Yehoyachaz and Yehonya. Shenacharab Beit HaMikdash Piyamav. That's why the fence fell down. That's Tzidkiyahu, because that's when the Mikdash fell. Chistam Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Arba Kitot in Mekavot Pnei Shechina. There's four groups that the Shechina will not abide. And they can't see the Shechina. Kat Leitzim, scoffers. Kat Shakranim, liars. Kat Hanafim, flatterers. Kat Mesaprei Lashon Hara, we know what that is. Kat Litzim, Dichtiv, Mashach Yadot, Lotzitzim. He's pulled his hand away from the Lotzitzim. Kat Shakranim, Dichtiv, Doresh Karim Lo Yikon, the negative night. We've seen that before. Kat Chanefim, Dichtiv, Kilol Lefanav, Chanef Yavo. Very simply, a Chanef doesn't can't come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesaprei Lashon Hara, Dichtiv, Kilol El Chafetz, Resha Ata Lo Yigur Chara. Evil cannot abide with you. Sadik Ata Lo Yabim Gur Chara. Good. Amar Rechista Barab, Yirmi Yabaraba. My Dichtiv, Lo Tu'une Elecha, Abane Kabu Alecha. In the middle of what we call Shir Shel Pagaim, Yoshev B'Seter, no evil will befall you and no plague will come into your tent. What does that mean? Lo tun elech hara shelo yishlot bahen yetzer hara. Yetzer hara will not control you. When you come back from a trip, you won't find that your wife is a safek nida. That's why ba'o halecha. Lo tun elech hara, another drash is shelo yivatucha chalamot ra'im ra'im ra'im. You shouldn't be scared by nightmares. And the censored version is you should have a student or a child who embarrasses you publicly and commits heresy publicly. So the way they read it is Yoshev B'Seit there is first a bracha from the father to the recipient, right? That he's teaching him this is what it means to be under God's protection. From this point on, it's the mother taking over. He's going to make you fly, and you're going to smash all the lions and the snakes that are in your way. And then God takes over and blesses you at the end, which is because all of that is God speaking in the first person. Shimon Lakish, my dichtiv, I'm nam reshim oram, uzra oram atishaver. God keeps the light from the evil and breaks the hand of the haughty. Neima, ayin shel reshaim tluya. The word reshaim there is a hanging ayin. It's a small ayin. Why is it hanging? Kivan shenas adam rashmi lamata. Once somebody becomes hated below, nasa rashmi lamala. He's not liked above. So leave the ayin out. Both of them were politicians, a king and a governor. And because, even though they were good guys, they had enemies, because that's kind of the way it happens. So in order to prevent people from actually saying it, there was an ayin put in there, so it would be Rishayim. Okay, we have many of this, much of this direction in the Midrash, that even the most evil people that we talk about in the ancient world were big scholars and had the potential to be great tzaddikim. Menashe had 55 different approaches to Torat Kohanim, to Keneged Shnei Malchuto, one for each year, as it were, corresponding to the years of his kingdom. Achav, 85. Yeravam, 103. Tanya, Hayar Meir Omer, Avshalom, Eno Chelogama. Now it's Avshalom, David's son. He has no Chelogama. Vashon, Emar, Vaikut Avshalom, Vayimiteu. They smote him and they killed him. Vaikubal Amazav, Imitu Lomaba. Again, as we've seen, two words for destruction, one misolamazah, one salamba. From Hashem and Melazah, Hashem and Meir, Achaz v'achazia v'chomachei Yisrael shekatuba and v'yas harab b'nei Adonai, lo chayin v'lo nidonin. All the kings of Israel, about which it says in their biopic in Sefer Melachim, they did evil in Hashem's eyes, will not be resurrected, and they won't even be judged, just obliterate. Gam dam naki shafach man Hashem harbein me'od, an Hashem ilet Yerushalayim pelafel, v'an rechatu asher achtit Yehuda, v'asot harab b'nei Adonai. So besides The Avodah Zarah, Menashe, slaughtered so many people in Yerushalayim, it was wall to wall, as it were, blood. Now, Hacha Targimu, in Bavel, they explain, Sharag Yishaya, that he killed Yishayahu Hanavi, who was the Navi of his father, of Chizkiyahu, of course. And so, and we'll see what the impact of that. From Marav Amri in Eretz Yisrael, the way he explained it, Shasat Selem Masui Elef Pnei Adam, he made an idol that took 1,000 people to carry. V'chol Yom Vayom Horeget Kulam. Every day, the 1,000 people had to take it. It was too heavy, it would kill all of them. He had another 1,000 people take it, so he killed lots of people. Now, come on, Azla Damar Amachana, Shkula Neshama Shal Tzadik Achad Keneged Kulam Kulo. So this statement of Rav Rachana that says one tzaddik is like the whole world, Kamana Yishayahu Rag, that fits the position that said he killed Yishayahu because it's like he slaughtered a lot of people. Now, Ktiv Pesel, Ktiv Psalim. What is it? Psalim. So in Divrei Yamim, in two different places, in Perek Lamed Gimel of Divrei Yamim Bet, it describes Menashe as having made a Pesel or Psalim. What is it? Yochanan, Betchila Salo Partsuf Echad, Vasof Salo Arba Partsufim. First he made a Pesel with one face, then four different faces. Kadesha Tera Eshchina V'tichos. He wanted to make sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu would see it and get angry. He was really in his face, literally. Achaz Amidoba Aliyah. The first thing is that Achaz had an idol that he put up on the roof. This four-faced idol. Shenemar Zotami Ve'etamiz Bachot Asher Al Hagag Aliyat Achaz. Alright, so that's in what Yoshiyahu wiped out. The ones that were up on the roof. Menashe Amidoba Echal. So Menashe put it in the Hechal. In the Mikdash, and why some pesel asher asher asab b'bayit asher amar Adonai el David v'al Shlomo b'bayit hazeh v'shalayim asher b'chayit v'kot v'dei Yisrael asimet shmi le'olam, in this house, that's the place Menashe put it. Amon ichnitzol v'kodesh kodoshim. Amon, who was his son, put it in the kodesh kodoshim. Shenamar ki katzar matzah mehistareya v'hamasechat tzar mikanes. It's too small to fit in. So he put it in a place that was too small. Mike katzar mistareya mistareya amar b'shimu menachmani v'miyonotan tzar matzah zem mehistareya alav shnei re'im ke'achad. It's like two people can't fit in there together. Sechat Sara, Amar Bishmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonatan Kehavi Matel Hay Krabi Bachi. He would cry when he got to this. Mishikatubo Kanes Kones Kanein Mehayam. He can bring all of the waters into like one little flask. Kaselama Sechat Sara. You're going to make him an image that's so small. Chaz Bital Tavodav Chatamat Hatorah. Achaz Chatamat Hatorah here means sealed it up, and made it inaccessible. Shenemar Tzor Tuuda Chatum Torah Belimudai. The Torah is sealed from those who study it. Menashe went further. Again, the same sequence of Achaz, Menashe, Amon, and then Yehoyakim. Menashe kadar taz karot. He cut out all the names of Hashem. V'haras ta mizbeach. He destroyed the mizbeach. Amon saraf et ha-Torah ve'las v'amit al-gabei mizbeach. And he put dirt on the mizbeach. Achaz he tira ta'irva. First Achaz was matir erva. Menashe baal achoto. Menashe had relations with his own sister. Amon baal limo. Had relations with his mother. Shneimar ki amon harbe ashma. Here ba ashma. Made lots of guilt. Yochanan Belazar. Chanamar saraf ta'torah. Chanamar shabaal limo. So it's one of these two drusha sequences that fits that pasuk. Amralo imo. So his mother said to him. Klum yeshcha anom makom shayatzat menu. Do you get any sexual pleasure out of having relations with me that you came out of me? Amarla klum ani osel lachizet bori. I'm just doing it to anger God. When Yehoyakim came along, he said, "Kamar liyadi liarguzi." They didn't know how to anger God. Klum anu tzuchin ela laoro. All we need is the light of God. Yishtanu zahav parvayim shanu mishtamshim bo. We have this beautiful gold we use. Yitolaro, let God take His light away. Amrulova lokez v'zav shalohu. So they said, "Guess what? All the gold and silver belongs to God." Shemar liyakez v'liyazav nu madonai tzvot. Amar lahem kvar netanu lanu. He gave it to us. Shmashmaim shmaim madonai tzvot v'nei adam. So again, Yehoyakim being sort of, again, taking it further, said, who can top this? Who can be even worse? Okay, we'll pick it up, and in the next podcast, Mirtz Hashem will go into a little bit more into Yehoyakim, and over the course of the next two podcasts, we will finish the kings and go to the citizens listed in the Mishnah. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.